Hola, my name is Joshua Hollingsworth. I'm 15 years old. Today is November 29th, 2018. And I'm speaking with my grandpa, Bubba Hawkins. And we are recording this interview in Wiley, Texas. Okay, first question. How important was education in your family when you were growing up?
Education was very important, but it was all by example and not by much discussion. For example, my grandfather came to Texas from Virginia, and his first job coming to Texas back before 1900 was as president of a small college, Christian college. And so that was first influence. Then my mother graduated from college. My dad attended college. Two older sisters, they also attended the same college. Both of them graduated. So all of those examples. I was the younger brother following kind of the example of all those people.
Okay, a follow-up to that. What college did you go to, and how was your college experience?
I was born and raised in Austin. The family tradition was to attend Abilene Christian College at the time, now Abilene Christian University. So that's where I started my college career. I completed an education degree, but before ever taking a job in that field, joined the Army Reserve during the Vietnam War and had the experience of working with some young people in basic training that I decided I wasn't sure I wanted to stay and be a teacher. And so immediately after completing that degree, started in a business program at the University of Texas.
Okay. How important was your faith to you and your family during your childhood?
Our faith was very important, and it again was influenced by examples of, to begin with, that same grandfather. He was a preacher. He was an editor of a religious magazine. He had a business that he built around that, and he was for almost 50 years involved as a part-time preacher and leader in the largest congregation of our brotherhood in Austin. In addition, he and another man helped start a small church that my family attended in Austin, and grew up attending that church, and ended up meeting the girl that would later become my wife of 50 years, and weekly services on Sunday morning and evening, services on Wednesday, Bible classes, were all a tradition that were sacrosanct, I guess you could say, because we didn't miss them.
Mm-hmm. Follow up to that, do you remember when you were baptized?
I remember it very well. About age 15, same small church. The preacher at the time was very involved. He had his master's in Bible. He had been in the military, and I think used the GI Bill to get his Bible degree and master's degree, and he worked with the young people closely, and he ended up baptizing both my wife and I, and conducting our wedding and conducting funerals for the family.
Okay. Last question. What activities would you do on an average day after school?
During junior high and high school days, was participated in school sports for most of the season. Played football, basketball, and ran track. Played baseball in junior high, in high school. Played football and still played baseball, and no track or basketball in high school, but the afternoon practices was the primary activity. Can't remember really doing, don't really remember going home and not participating in those kind of activities after school. They took up a lot of time.
Yeah. What was your favorite sport in high school?
I loved football, but I was better at baseball. So, football was more exciting.
Mm-hmm.
We had the old saying that you have to be a football hero to get along with a beautiful girl. So that was something we pretty much, I guess, believed in.
Yeah.
The whole school, as people know in Texas, participate in some way or another with football sport, the activities surrounding it.
Okay.
Thanks.
Okay. Thank you for your time and your information on your culture and home life when you were a kid. Those are the questions I have for you. And I think we did a great job.
You're welcome.
Yeah. All right. Adios.
Adios.
Pause it. Done.
So you think you...